Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Sip Tea and Meditate. I'm your host, Ms. J. Renee. Sorry for the delay, y'all. I had to get my life together. So rise and grind to all the businessmen and women out there, the entrepreneurs that's making a way. Y'all are striving out there. I see y'all hustling. That is what we do, right? I'm going to talk a little bit. I wanted to jump into a public announcement. I'm looking for a group of men and women, entrepreneurs, business men and women, business like-minded men and women that's willing to make some extra money. Whether it be this be part-time or full-time for you, it's an opportunity for you to come together with me and my co-host, Ms. Brittley. We're trying to create or, you know, get some people to join us on an incredible journey. And, you know, it's benefiting you in the long run. It's not benefiting us. So definitely want y'all to take heed to this. It's a great opportunity. There are two different companies that we want y'all to get down with. And, you know, you can pretty much maneuver any type of way with these businesses. If you want to know more information, please contact me as soon as you can. You can DM me at Batesia_Renee, or if you're following me on Facebook at JRenee Radio, you can also hit up Britt at brittlee.radio, or on Instagram, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to look it up, y'all, so I can be for certain. And you can look her up on Facebook at Brittany_Duncan. You'll see our picture, so you know who is who. There's a lot of names, you know. But this is a great opportunity again. We need some new business partners that's willing to come together and create some moves. Actually, Instagram is brittlee.radio. So you can look her up and DM her about more of the information. Again, it's a great opportunity. There's two different companies. They're businesses, where you can create some revenue, some extra revenue. So if you're interested in that, please let me know. It's a beautiful morning. Just waking up, being grateful that you can have another opportunity to do something even great than the day before. Today I want to talk about promo. We'll do a promo for do music for our shows on Saturday for Talk That Talk Around the Table. If you're an artist and you want people to hear your music, hit me ASAP. You can inbox me at JRenee Radio or my main page, Latasia Renee, and shoot me the music through my email. A lot of people want me to go on these websites and install. No, the easiest way is just to send me through email because I can get it quicker. And if you're going to send it that way, send it through MP3 form. I tell everybody, tell all the artists, we want to support y'all. And the best way for us to do so is if we can hear your music and give you the exposure you need. The show Saturday, I have to say, was incredible. The music was definitely had this 90s, 80s feel, and it just brought a lot of people back to how music used to be. Where it just created a positive wave and people could relate to the artists because they've been through stuff and then, you know, people on the come up to being greater. And that's how music used to be. Music had a concept of where you can learn or take knowledge and, take heed to it and use it to kind of motivate you. Or just, you know, people that have gone through the same situations that these artists have, been through in life and they've been like, you know what? If he could do it, I could do it. If she's been through it, I could do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the type of music that was projected that night, and we were just thrilled. The people that tuned in were just hyped. They were happy. Mm-hmm. The conversations was dead on and so forth on, but it was incredible. And, we're going to continue to consistently project that music out there and et cetera. So, yeah. But anyway, I really want to talk about new things on my venture for the upcoming month. you know, I'm into just a good read, and I know for me, things are gonna come together slowly but surely, gradually, as long as I keep being consistent and you know, just staying focused and being positive, things will go my way. Things will go me and my teammates' way, because you know we work together. And communication is everything, and we just have to map things out. You know, we have a long list of things that we need to get done this year, and we're just X-ing them off, but we're not trying to overwhelm ourselves, because I think when you overload the mind, it doesn't operate correctly. So being orderly and organized, things going, I'm a firm believer of that. You know, and having a partner or a teammate by your side that's willing to sacrifice and do the groundwork is the best. It's the best format, because you actually can create ideas, come together in conversion and just creating art. And the moves you make, you know, balancing out the moves of daily consistency and, you know, projecting everything that we speak about, because we want to manifest everything that we have in our mentality, everything that we're passionate about coming to life. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So my advice for those that are trying to work with people, you know, work with people that have the same mindset and want to make things beneficial for the both of you guys, or you know, whether it's two, three, four, five, you've got an old entourage. Just make sure you guys are communicating, you're consistent, and you know, you're willing to sacrifice, you're willing to go out there and do the hustle, do the groundwork. You know, consistency is everything. Being driven and having that ambition in your blood, and you know, communication is top priority, because if you can't rip, come up with ideas or come up with that creativity, that lifestyle of creativity, or being an innovator of creating nothing from something, you know, and building from there, from the ground up, you know, that team that you have, you're not going to be able to push forward. You got to be able to take things day by day. Things, it's a process. Some things do happen overnight, some things don't. It depending on what you're trying to do, what type of business you're into. And always make sure you guys have that trust and that honesty into play. And just keep it real 100 with each other each and every day. Even if you don't agree on something, make sure you can come together and have a, you know, create a compromise. It's like a relationship. You're building a relationship with these with your teammates, and always try to make everybody give, I would say, give people a role. Yeah, at some point where you guys start to evolve with one another, and you'll see who's good at what. So try to look at the weaks and the strength of the team, and who can do, you know, have the certain strength in this area or that area, and kind of venture from there. That's how you build a strong team. And then whatever weaknesses that need to be attacked or developed, then you guys work on that as well. So I've learned that along the way of building the team or coming together as a team. And trust is everything. You can't trust somebody you work with, then nothing's going to maneuver. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to be created. So always build a relationship of trust within you and your teammates, because trust is everything in any situation. What else? And you can have a relationship with your teammates outside of the business world. If you can't even come together outside of the business world, and it was just business, and that's cool. But you know, when you have the best of both worlds, where you can be, you know, take that serious part and be businessmen and women at that very time, because it's time and place for everything. And then when you're done with the aspect of things, then you can kind of branch off and just enjoy the progress y'all did within that day. Then that's a beautiful thing. You know, that's a beautiful thing. And that's the relationship me and my co-hosts have. Not only do we do the show and we do our brand together and create other ideas for other other avenues for us to build off of, and to take the time to trust and reach out to people that want to make and break bread with us. It's a beautiful thing. You know, we could come together with that state of mind, because we're trying to be at a high vibration within our own reality, with our own lifestyle, with despite everything we got going on, because we're trying to look to the future. We're looking ahead. We're thinking ahead. And me, we're both the same. I could consider that. But with me, as far as I'm more of an energy, you know, I connect with people through their mental, through their energy. I feel like your energy is not right for the team, then I'm going to move ahead. If your energy where, you know, you can bring that difference, not only a difference, but you have that similarity of that character that we bring to the table, and it'll build a stronger team. I like when people bring different things to the table, because we can learn different things from each other. So, you know, create an empire with people. Create a legacy, not only for yourselves, but for the children. If you do have kids, for your children, you can pass it down to them. With the brand we have, we're working on a lot of children apparel. And, you know, my kids, I'm getting some products for them to, you know, model out, so people can see that, you know, it's really beneficial for the children. So, you know, my kids can have something to take on when I retire, or, you know, something that they're really into anyway. Fashion is a part of my family. Like, we're fashionable people. But my kids especially, they love, like, different apparel. They love looking good. But not only that, when it has a concept to it, it really excites them, you know, because Frequency is the name of our apparel line. And it's so much more than just the name itself. So much more than it being a apparel line. You know, it's about the connection, the vibration that we bring to the team, to the table, and the way that the energy we put into the products that connect with people, the positivity that comes with the ideas that we create to, you know, enhance the apparel of creating different styles and so forth on. So there's a lot into it. Like, if you go to the page, it's on Instagram at Frequency_FQY. I kind of explain of what Frequency, the apparel line, represent, what it stands for. So it kind of chops it down on that description of what it's all about. that's another venture we got going on. I want to talk about different things that I want to do within this year. Traveling, definitely one. I think, and this is for tips and advice for entrepreneurs that want to kind of advance their journey with what they got going on. I think traveling is definitely a key, because when you go out to network and meet new people, I mean, it's kind of hard to network with people outside, like, you know, going to, like, LA is like one of them. I think there are a lot of incredible people in LA, the South. Like, I've never traveled outside of, like, probably New York. That's probably the farthest I've gone. When I was a kid, I ain't a stunt. My uncle, he was a coach driver. He used to take me a lot of places, but I probably went places didn't even know. But as far as I know, New York's probably the furthest I've ever gone. But since I've been a kid, I always had dreams of flying. Always had dreams of flying. You know those dreams you had of flying and you was about to fall, but you woke up? I always had those dreams. But now that I'm old, I take it and I put it in a positive state of mind. Like, that dream was basically telling me I need to travel, that I was going to be a traveler when I got older. You know, I went through little roads in my lifestyle, and despite that, it's not going to stop me from reaching my dreams or, you know, taking heed to my goals. I'm still going to be passionate and still create that lifestyle for me, because I'm still young. You know, I still need to explore and expand my businesses. And what better way is to network with people that's doing things like that, that's inspirational. And it's a lot of people right now that I look up to that they do not know me, but they don't even know that I think they're just incredible people. And the way that they're moving and the way that they're inspiring people to do so much better and to become the best version of them is incredible. We need more people with that voice. I get a lot of people say that, you know, I'm like that. And I think I'm thankful and greatly appreciate when people can say that about me, because I try I try my very best to give an inspirational advice to people because I am a sociable person. I do learn, I do read, I do try to absorb all the knowledge I can so I can give this to people for free. It's no charge with giving knowledge, especially knowledge that's beneficial to people to help them become better, help me to become better. Because in order for me to give any type of information, I have to walk and talk that as well. I'm not perfect, but I tell you one thing, I've come so far and I'm proud of myself. So I can be in a situation to tell people like, look, if I can do it, you can do it. It is possible. God creates these visions for us and we need to take heed to them. And the people that he put in our life, you know, that's going to help us and push us to become those better people, you know, take it and run with it. It's the best feeling ever. You know, you can't take those things like that for granted. They're there for you for a reason.